Hi, good morning. It's The Takeaway. This is Todd Zwillick, and I'm here with Lynn Scherr. You know, I said before that I was in for John Hockenberry and you were in for Celeste, but that's not necessarily true.
We're in for ourselves.
We're in for ourselves.
It's Friday, and we're taking over.
And we're all here for ourselves. Well, the cats are away, and it's good to be with you, Lynn, as always. Well, Sunday marks 5 years since Hurricane Katrina ravaged the Gulf Coast. We were talking about that just a minute ago. 5 years later, many in the Gulf, of course, are still in the recovery process. Lynn, there are a staggering number of homeless people in New Orleans, and we're going to talk about that now. Rosalind King is one of them. Her family still does not have a permanent home. 5 years after the storm, she joins us from a FEMA trailer that she bought from the government for $5 just a few years back. Also with us in the studio still is Seth Figerman. He's a staff writer for MainStreet.com. He has a piece out now about that alarming rate of homelessness in New Orleans, and we're going to turn to him for some of the statistics. Rosalind, I want to start with you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, 2 days before the storm hit, you left the mobile home that you and your family had lived in for 20 years, right?
Correct.
And where have you been living since?
I have been living I moved out to Baton Rouge, and then after I lived there about 2 weeks, we then moved to Houston, Texas.
To Houston.
Now yeah. I'm back home. Came home in 2006, and I've been living in a FEMA trailer ever since.
In the same FEMA trailer ever since?
No, I've lived in 4 different FEMA trailers.
4 different ones. Why have you moved from FEMA trailer to FEMA trailer over the last 4 years?
Because each and every time they put you in one FEMA trailer, that location closes, they move you out to another one.
So the location closes, it's like in a camp or in a trailer park, essentially, a government
Correct.
Trailer park.
Correct.
And Rosalind, 5 years later, I would have thought that either the local government or the state government or the federal government, with all of the talk about homelessness and the rebuilding of New Orleans, that someone would have found a way for you to be in a permanent home and not 4 different FEMA trailers.
Correct.
But
it's excruciatingly upsetting because we have been taxpayers all of our lives. We owned our home. We weren't paying mortgages. And it was kind of disappointing that we came back, even though it was a blessing to be back because we wanted to come because our home is us. That's what we are. Where we live, New Orleans, is what we are. We wanted to come home, and a FEMA trailer was acceptable.
At the time. Well, it's certainly not acceptable now, Rosalind. And 5 years on, I think a lot of people are wondering why a homeowner like you is not back in a home. Well, Seth Figerman, staff writer for MainStreet.com, one of the only silver lining of this hurricane was supposed to be that a dysfunctional city, dysfunctional in many ways in terms of city services, corruption, would find a way to rebuild in a new image of a new city of America. The healthcare system, which was a mess, was supposed to be rebuilt. Mm-hmm. The homeless problem, which was a mess, was supposed to be rebuilt. What's happened? First of all, how many homeless people are there in New Orleans?
At the moment, there are about 12,000, which is more than twice what it was before the storm hit. Now, unfortunately, Rosalind's story is a bit too common. There are about 1,000 people who are still in FEMA trailers. That's by the FEMA's own estimates. So other people on the ground who we spoke with said it could actually be more than that. You might have a situation where, like Rosalind, a lot of people bought their FEMA trailers, so they might not be counted in that number.
Right.
And then there are plenty of other people who are kind of living in partially constructed homes or waiting for their homes to be constructed and living elsewhere, either beyond their means or in some makeshift facility.
So there was a, you know, I remember covering some of the aspects of the storm right after it hit, and there was a very vocal mm-hmm. Bring Back New Orleans initiative. There mm-hmm. were meetings. There were the people were swearing up and down from community boards to the city government that mm-hmm. New Orleans would not remain
right.
as it had been.
Mm-hmm.
We got from there to now. What's happened? Why have they fallen so short? Why are there 12,000 Rosalinds out there?
You know, I'm sure every person has their own unique story here, and I don't think there's anything sinister going on. It's more a combination of bureaucracy. I think Rosalind can tell you, and others will tell you, that while more than 100,000 grants have been issued, To people who've lost their homes to help them rebuild and repair what was left of their homes. A lot of people got caught in a very long process to get their homes, to get those grants. But also, there was a lot of contractor fraud going on. So people who used grants to rebuild their homes ended up losing all that money because their homes were reconstructed with Chinese drywall and the like. And so they ended up...
And there were a lot of recalls and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Exactly, right, right.
Rosalind King, down there in New Orleans, did you confront a convoluted red tape process of trying to get into a new home, or has it just been silence from your government?
Red tape.
All red tape. Rosalind, I wonder if you could just describe for us the FEMA trailer that you're living in right now. What's it look like?
Well, I'm blessed because I'm fortunate right now to be in a three-bedroom, one-bed FEMA trailer. I'm in the one that you would actually say is a mobile home.
So it's not—it's not just a tin box.
Correct. I have lived in the one that was a tin box, but I have upgraded to the three-bedroom, one bed.
So it's a little more human.
Correct.
So, Rosalind, before we go, there's a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel for you. You've got a grant coming. Would you describe what the next step is supposed to be for you as you try to get out of this fourth FEMA trailer that you're describing?
The next step for me is a home that was purchased. It is a gutted home, which is a blessing because the road home did not give me as much as was expected to get. We were supposed to get $150,000, and they didn't give me a quarter of that. But thanks be to God, I did get enough to purchase a gutted home. That was a part of contractor fraud, so that's the reason why I got it for what it was. And the next step with the grant, the new grant that they have, they're supposed to fix it for me.
And you're hoping to get into that home by June, correct?
Correct.
Well, Rosalind King, you keep saying that you have so many blessings. You've got four FEMA trailers later, and hopefully you'll be in a new home soon. You're one who's counting blessings, and I think that that's quite remarkable. Rosalind King, New Orleans resident, four FEMA trailers later, still not back in her home 5 years after Hurricane Katrina. Seth Figerman, staff writer for MainStreet.com, joining us to bring us some of the staggering statistics on homelessness in New Orleans, double what it was before the hurricane. Thank you both so much for joining us.